Welcome to Maseches Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Aleph, Chapter 1, Mishnah 11. So just a brief introduction to this Mishnah. This Mishnah was said by Avtalia, but it's really a reaction to a story earlier on in history with Antigonus Yisrochai. We learned in Mishnah Gimel that Antigonus Yisrochai taught that a person should not be kavanim ha-misham shenes harav ha-manas le-kabel pras. One shouldn't serve Hashem with the intention of being rewarded. He had two students, Tzadik u-Baisis. One's name was Tzadik, the other was Baisis. And they heard this, and they taught this further, and they didn't clearly say exactly what he said. He had said that, of course, one is rewarded for everything that they do, and one is punished for the things that they don't do properly. However, a person shouldn't serve Hashem with the intention of being rewarded. He should have an altruistic way of serving Hashem. But the way they said it over, perhaps the way they understood it, was that there is no consequences for a person's actions, and one must serve Hashem even though they won't be rewarded. And when this was said over, there was a lot of problems and issues by those that heard it and said, this is not a good system. Every system has to have rewards and punishments. That's what motivates a person. There has to be consequences. And because of that, they stopped keeping the Torah Shabbat Peh, the oral law, and they started two sects or two factions that deviated from Torah Shabbat Peh. One was called the Tzedukim or the Sadducees, the Baisusim, another group. So because of that, Avtalion said, Chachamim, wise people, hizaru b'divreichem, be very careful with your words. Shema tachuvu chayvaz galus. Perhaps you say something, and because of what you said, you'll have to leave the regular mainstream community that you live in. V'tiglu m'koymayim harayim. And you'll be exiled to a place of mayim harayim, of bad water, a place with no Torah, a place with no Yerushalayim. V'yishtu atamidim aboyim achareichem v'yamusu. And then students who follow you there will also, unfortunately, find these bitter waters, these terrible waters that lack Torah and Yerushalayim. V'yamusvan, they'll die. V'nimtza Hashem Shamayim Mischal, and will come out that the name of Hashem is disgraced because of you. Again, Avtalion was just saying this, so a person has to be so careful every word that they say and how they say it, that no one should interpret it in a way that perhaps could have a negative connotation or could have evil consequences, because one never knows how far those consequences can ultimately go. Let's see Mishnah Yabez, Mishnah 12. Finally, we have Hillel and Shammai, the next Zug, the next group of rabbis. Hillel was the Nasi, the leader of the Jewish people. Shammai was the Av Bezin, the leader of the Jewish Supreme Court. So they were Kiblu Mehem. They were the next link in the Shalshalas, in the chain of our Messiah, of our tradition. Hillel Omer. Hillel says, and this is very much in line with the personality of Hillel, as we see in the Gemara and other places, Heve mi tamidav shel Aaron, one should try to be like the students of Aaron HaKohen. Who was Aaron HaKohen? Oyev Shalom, someone that loved peace. V'roidev Shalom, someone that pursued peace. We know Chazal teach us that when Aaron would see two people that were in a fight, he would go over to one and say, you know what, the other guy I know, he told me he wants to make up with you, he wants to finish this fight, he wants to get over it, he's just embarrassed to come over to you. And then he'd go over to the other fellow and say the same thing, and then the two fellows would meet with one another, and ultimately they would make peace between the two of them. And finally, because Ayiv Shalom v'Roidev Shalom, because he loved peace and pursued peace, Ayiv Esabrius, he loved the creatures. It means he had a tremendous love and care for everybody. You know, when you invest in somebody else, the byproduct of that is love. Omakarvin LaTyrant, the eventuality was that he would bring people close to Tyrant. Chazal teach us that Aaron HaKohen would see somebody whom perhaps wasn't holding where they were supposed to be holding in their Avodah, in their service of Hashem, and he would befriend them, and he would give them respect, and show them how much he cared for them, and he loved for them. And they would say, wow, if Aaron believes in me, I have to believe in myself. And then they would ultimately do tshuva, and they would become better people. So these are amazingly high bars that we could try to strive for. There's a mandate over here to try to be a Talmud of Aaron HaKohen, at least in principle, and ultimately love people and bring them closer to Torah. Wish you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.